Can you hear me okay? Cool. Okay. So if sound doesn't work for the rest of the presentation, this is basically the key of it, right? So I'm not a I'm a compiler engineer. I'm not an ML specialist. So kind of like a, you know, heads up. If I say something wrong about ML, that's why. You can use ML in an industrial compiler, which is LLVM. Actually, show of hands, does anyone, have you heard about LLVM, Clang? Cool, okay, about half. I have a slide about that too. So out of the box, actually, as of Clang 17, it's not very well documented, but because, I mean, it's still a work in progress, but you can actually connect to Clang and train models. So that's an interface just for training. It's a DMEMV kind of an interface. I think that means something to the ML community. Like, it's, if not, tell me. And this is not vaporware in the sense that we actually use it for real, right? So, I mean, you can read what's there. But we've been using it for about almost 4 years now, and we have some experience with it. And most of the talk is actually about trying to get to point three there, which is like what we've learned. The rest of it is set up. okay, so LLVM, for those that did not raise their hand, is a open source project. It's a compiler. Actually, LLVM itself is a library. So it defines an intermediate representation. That's what IR stands for. It contains state-of-the-art optimizations. It also knows how to lower to x86 or ARM or other targets. And then Clang is something like it compiles C or C++ down to LLVM IR. So basically, Clang is built on top of LLVM. And so is Swift. There's a Rust compiler. There's a Fortran compiler as well. And I mean, the LLVM project is bigger than this. Like, there's a full tool chain there, like, you know, a debugger, linker, all of that. Actually, shameless plug for the LLVM community that I'm part of. There's a dev room this afternoon here somewhere. To us, to Google, so I work at Google. To us, C and C++ is very important. Basically, anything that is performance critical, which is basically anything, is written in C or C++. When we say C and C++, I really mean LLVM. And when I talk about LLVM, I mean LLVM at tip of tree in GitHub. So we don't have a special fork or anything like this, and we really chase the head by minus usually two weeks. So we're like very close to the head all the time. We have a release team that keeps it basically in sync. And even small performance improvements matter because, like, you know, like a 1% saving, you know, like, you know, across the fleet really means that much less hardware you have to buy, you know, watts you have to produce or consume, etc., right? And we keep doing this. So, I mean, all the performance improvements that we make are small, but they're like constant, and it's like interest, it compounds, right? Our binaries, no shocker, they serve RPC requests, right? No surprise there. The key thing is that to do that, so to optimize these things, like, there's many things you can do, but I mean, as a compiler engineer, we are primarily occupied with how do we make the RPC request